Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, too.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spittle, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Ooh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University Beers with the Brewers.
All right, welcome to a special edition of Beers with the Brewers. I'm Adam, one of the owners of Land Grant. We got Walt Keyes here this week.
One of the other owners of Land Grant.
The other owners. Just the two of us this week. Mark's out on vacation, as with the Brewers. So we are recording this on the Wednesday prior, but coming out on New Year's Eve here. So felt like we'd do a little year recap, a little quick touch on all things that happened. Well, I'm not sure if you heard, there was a new virus that came out this year.
Went viral.
A novel virus went real viral. So I think everyone probably has been inundated with that, so I don't think we need to touch on that. But I thought it would be kind of fun to talk about some of the, as a numbers guy, some of the statistics that happened at the brewery this year. I know you sent me a couple that I was pretty amazed by when it came to the labels that we came out with, and looking, a lot of people always ask us how big, how many barrels we brew and those sorts of things. So
yeah, I quizzed a few people at Land Grant that probably should know the answer to this question. I said, how many beers do you think we designed a label for and labeled up this year? And most of the guesses were in the 50 to 60 range, which would be a lot for sure.
I feel like I guessed 75, but I'm not sure. That number sticks out of my head when I guessed.
12, 13, 14, 15, 16. So the actual answer was, now, and this includes all the experimental beers, of which there were 36, which were beers that would normally, in normal circumstances, just be draft-only releases through the tap room, but with the way things were this year, we put those in cans. And it also includes the six variations on the special edition massive tall boy cans that we did for the Mafre Stadium. Those were a little more short-lived than we would have hoped, but hey, it's the way it is. But the answer to that question was, how many beers did we do a label for this year? And the answer is 116 beers.
Wow. It was 109 as of a week ago. Or did you count it a little differently with the variations?
This includes the three labels for the Weird Crumbs, which I will... Those were actually designed by the Pretentious Crew using the Beard Crumbs artwork. So I'll take half credit on those. And it also includes a couple beers that are coming out this week and next week. So
All right.
A couple of them will actually drop in 2021, but the label was designed in 2020. So I counted it.
Well, if we take out the experimentals, I was almost spot on with my 75 guess.
Yeah.
So
not too far off. And that also includes, I'll say, the Every Vote Counts beer that we did around the election. You remember the election? That seems like 400 years ago, but it wasn't that long ago. And then also the Black is Beautiful release we did, which we did not actually design the label for that. We just kind of modified the one that Weathered Souls provided for us. So we didn't technically design that one, but we did put it on a can. So I counted that as well.
Nice. Yeah,
so it was a busy year. It was a busy year full of pivots and adjustments and trying to be as agile as possible.
Yeah. So how many? I'm looking at this right now. How many brews do you think we did this year?
Like, how many batches did we brew?
How many actual brews, not just batches. So, like, if we brewed twice in a day,
okay,
it's technically a batch.
So, basically, how many fermenters did we fill up?
No. How many times did we turn the brew house? Okay. Did we brew on the brew house?
Okay, I gotcha. Well, there's what, 52 weeks in a year. I would guess that we brewed at least, I don't know, 4 days a week. We'll say 6 times a week. So 6 times 52 would be what, 318.
You're pretty, something. That's not too bad. We did 342 brews this year.
Oh man.
And we have a couple more. I know we were brewing today. I think that's on here. Oh no, this is finished batches, but yeah, that, so we're around 342, and but last year we did 512, so that is definitely a decrease with the COVID numbers. So,
well, does that include pilot batches? So on the pilot system.
Now, what's interesting, my statistics here, it doesn't seem to be showing, separating out something. It's not getting something for the pilot batches on this report. Last year we did 32 pilot batches. I believe we did significantly more this year.
Yeah, it seems like it felt like we did a lot more this year.
Yeah. And then how many barrels do you think we packaged this year?
What did we do last year? Do you know?
For some reason, it's not in front of me.
My guess would be that we did about 11,000
in package. Nope.
I don't know.
62, almost 6,300 barrels.
Oh, okay.
So total, so that includes package, means not just brewed, but when it gets to the
gets
the keg.
And you pull out all the
hop residue and everything. Here we go. I'm not gonna hide the columns.
So we were over 10,000 last year, weren't we?
So last year, I think we hit 9,000 packages.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I'm inflating that number in my mind.
It's interesting. Sometimes when you read how big a brewery is, and doesn't really, some people do sales, some do package. So we brewed that went into a fermenter, almost 11,000 barrels. And by the time it losses and all that, it was about 9,000 barrels. So.
Got it.
I think our original plan for this year was around 11 or 12,000 that we thought we'd package. Obviously, things changed. So.
Yep.
Yeah, so I think I'm trying to think if there's any other fun. What are you drinking? I guess we didn't start out.
Oh, I'm having a needle drop. I have yet to replenish my beer stash at the house from Christmas. We did a lot of damage to the beer stock this Christmas, including we really pounded down on a 12 pack of Osher.
Oh yeah, that was I grabbed a 12 pack of Osher before the Christmas holiday too. That didn't last long.
Yeah, and I don't know if we've said anything about that. But
there's the tease.
That's just a little something for you if you're listening to the New Year's short recap episode of Beers with the Brewers. 12 packs of Osher coming.
Yeah, I think that's a good teaser about what to look forward to in 2021. That you don't have to wait long. That's gonna launch first week next week.
A couple days.
In grocery stores, a few select grocery stores, mostly Kroger's around town, and then you can pick them up at the tap room. But 12 packs of Osher, I think, as everyone is bulking up. That we're still in this pandemic, bulking up, whether it is buying groceries or just continuing to be unhealthy.
Yeah, just put some weight on for the winter. You want to stay warm. Yeah, that's one way to do it.
Just add mass.
Speaking of staying warm, yeah, I took a 12 pack with me because I needed to get some photos of them out in the field in action, and we put it to good use. We made a fire on Christmas Day. It was about 18 degrees or so. Oof. And a lot of people called us crazy for doing such a thing, but we did it. And you know what, God invented smart wool for just that sort of reason, and fire helped, and the Osher has definitely helped. I think we polished off 12 pack in a in a single fire sitting. So,
a duo 12 crusher is what you're saying. If you have a buddy.
Granted, there was I think four of us pulling out of that thing. So it wasn't anything too crazy, but you know.
Well, I'm enjoying the, and I grabbed this on my way out of the brewery today, the Guava Forward IPA from the experimental series.
That's outstanding.
And this is going to be the new Quadrahopic, is what I've been told. And it's Simcoe, Citra, Mosaic, and Whole Melon. And it is a fantastic combination. So kudos to the brewers.
Yeah, I took a six pack of that down, and I think I went from an Osher to that, and just a striking change in flavor. And they're both good beers, but just totally different hop profile and totally different tasting beer. And it was one of those moments where you kind of forgot you grabbed something different, and then you open it and you stand there for a minute, and then you take your first sip like a minute later, and you're kind of, it kind of surprises you, you know, you kind of forget what you're drinking. And sometimes that can be real weird. Like you've been drinking IPAs and you grab a stout or something totally different. And that was kind of scares you almost.
Anawana was a beer like that where you're drinking and then you grab Anawana and it just had such a different flavor profile to it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
That guava experimental is great. If you're listening, I'd recommend getting your hands on that while we have it, and look for it as a Quadrahopic in the future. Because delicious.
Hmm. You ain't lying there, Walt Keys.
Yeah. All right. So any big New Year's plans?
So New Year's Eve is tomorrow. Today, when everyone is listening,
you can put on this episode of Beers.
I'm gonna put on this episode of Beers of Brewers. I might go play platform tennis during the day as an outdoor activity. They heat the courts, which could be pretty fun.
Platform tennis. We used to in high school. We would sneak on a court at a nearby country club. We would sneak on there and play because it was winter and like no one was there and no one said anything, and it was great.
How about you?
So I broke my Christmas tree down into little pieces and sawed up the trunk into little logs, and my plan is tomorrow afternoon to just light it on fire in the fire pit.
Is it all dried out at this point?
Oh, it is dry. It's kindling. Yeah. It's good. Like you probably need to stand back when I toss the match on there. But so we're gonna do that in the afternoon, and I don't know. There's some bands doing like live stream thing, so we might do that. I know My Morning Jacket's showing one of their New Year's Eve shows from years past, so we might tune that up and pretend and make the most of it, and then gear up for New Year's Day for the big rematch,
the big football match.
Yeah.
Well, what's your prediction for the game?
Well, you know, I feel a little like I did when they played Alabama in 2015. Yeah. And they're definitely, I don't think a lot of people are anticipating an Ohio State win. And I'm not super duper confident, but I think if the defense can play okay and the offense plays like they're capable of playing, I think it could be a pretty exciting game. And I think if they get into a shootout, I don't dislike their chances. So, you know, we'll see. I'm just hoping it's not another, 35-0, 35-3.
Yeah, that was a New Year's Eve that we enjoyed at producer of the podcast normally at Mark Richards' house.
Yeah, Langrand North.
Not Langrand North. And we turned the game off early to turn on a PlayStation 3.
Is it? It's PlayStation 2 karaoke.
PlayStation 2 karaoke. So.
Yeah, hopefully we're not doing that.
Yeah.
Granted, it won't be New Year's Eve, but. But yeah, I think I'm cautiously optimistic that it should be an exciting game, and I think if it's close, it could go either way.
Yeah, no, I think you're You're spot on. I would also agree that it's not going to be an easy game, but I do think I think people really forget how Ohio State dominated the beginning of that last year's game, and if they can figure out that magic again, because it wasn't even Chase Young, it wasn't you know Kuda probably was a good reason for that.
He forced that fumble.
Yeah,
that wasn't a fumble.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yep. So, but yeah, I think finally get that monkey off the bat because they've never. Ohio State's never beat a team from the state of South Carolina, and as
is that true? I know they haven't beat Clemson.
Yeah, and then they've only played University of South Carolina twice in those 99 and 2000, Cooper's last year and Jim Tressel's first year, and they lost both those games.
Oh, yeah.
So, as my parents who listened to the podcast lived in Columbia, they were reminded that.
Yeah,
very often.
I'm sure, as you know, if you're from Ohio and you've been to South Carolina, which you probably have, if you're from Ohio, the locals down there are not super crazy about all the Ohio people coming down all the time. So they probably love it that they have this to hang over Ohioans' heads, but hopefully not for very long.
All right, I got one more statistic for you. I've been trying to pull this up as we're talking, and I think I finally found a report that has it. All right, how many pounds of hops do you think we use this year?
Oh, geez, I have no like bearing for this at all. I don't know what. How much do we use in like a 20 barrel brew? Like generally speaking, like 20 pounds.
Well, I'll give you. Let's see here. I don't
know. Probably not even that much.
No, more than that.
Oh, more than that.
Yeah.
Oh,
I was
man.
Trying to see if I had that a report with that. I don't.
So if we did 300 batches or 350 so batches, let's say. My guess is 17,500 pounds.
You're actually not that far off. You're 5,000. You're 5,000 pounds off.
Okay, so I just did 350 times 50.
We did 22,753 pounds of hops were exited out of inventory. So so over 11 tons worth of hops. 11 and a half tons.
Some of that though was Justin just taking some home to eat for dinner.
That's a recommendation. Never eat a hop, that especially the dried hops, because they just the pellets, they just explode, and you will taste hops for multiple hours afterwards. So
I've never done that because I've
warned you against it. All right, last one, since we asked about the hops, how much grain do you think we used?
A lot more than 22,000 pounds.
Yeah. For reference, the silo is, I think, 40,000 pounds?
2 million pounds.
Okay, no. It's not that much. I mean, it's 25% of that. We did 550,000 pounds of grain, essentially.
It's heavier when it gets wet, too.
Oh, yeah. 244,000 pounds of that was our silo. So that's kind of what we talk about that on the tour. That's why we have a silo. So more than half of it was the silo. And then we've been using a lot of Pilsner malt. It's a lot lighter malt for some of the lighter body beers that we do, the Pilsners, the lagers, some of the new IPAs we've been doing. So we used 132,000 pounds of Pilsner malt. So that, for those of you keeping track at home, that's 376,000 pounds, almost 377,000 pounds of that 552,000. So the majority of the malt when you're making a beer is just your base malt. And then the little specialty malts are what gives it more flavor. So that's 61%. So.
Wow.
So there you go. You got some numbers. You got some what we're doing. I hope everyone out there has a good and happy new year. I think it's very cliche to say, oh, can't wait for this year to be over. But I think we still got a few months before we see the other side of everything that was crappy about 2020. But on closing, what was your, instead of talking about the bad on 2020, what was your favorite 2020 moment this year, Walt?
Favorite 2020 moment. Oh man, you put me on the spot. Man, you know what? Like in a year where we didn't get to do a lot, I thought the live podcast we did at the anniversary party was a lot of fun. It was great to get out and see everyone that I work with in person and see some regulars and some friends and some family. And have a beer in a sort of normal way and talk to everyone. That was cool, and that was definitely a highlight. And I mean, honestly, like doing this podcast every week has been a highlight. It's I don't get out of my house at all, really. And some weeks, this is the one time I really get to talk to folks in a way that, and while this is work related, I guess in a non sort of like, we're having a meeting kind of way. So, Beers with the Brewer has been a big highlight in 2020. And
so thanks for everyone for brightening up Walt's week.
Yeah. I don't know if anyone listens to this, but
my mom does. I know my mom does.
I know my mom does too, but,
there we go. Allison Denise. Thanks.
I don't know if we're going to get that Bombas sponsorship with just our moms listening.
We got to buy a lot of socks. Well, cool. Yeah, no, I thought, I think that's a good, I really did enjoy the time on the Beers at the Brewers. This is I was fortunate enough to get, to go to the crew, MLS Cup Championship. So end of the year, was probably the highlight, as someone who grew up in Cleveland and, had disappointment after disappointment, from a professional sports way, and it wasn't until my mid-30s that I witnessed a championship with my Cleveland Cavaliers. It was cool to be there because I actually did watch the Cavs championship in Chicago, which is the last place I thought I'd want to be for celebrating a Cleveland championship. But thanks to friends of the brewery, Luke Nutter invited me along. And also shout out to the folks at the team that were able to get us some of our team members some tickets to go. And thanks to Bez and Phil for really hooking up our guys that were able to go, and that was a really cool experience. Apparently, I told one of our friends' young daughters at the championship moment, and mind you, we all were celebrating that night, that I said, you're very lucky, because I think she's maybe 7 or 8. She could be 9 at this point. She's like, you're just so lucky that this happened when you were young. it took me forever. And her mom's from Cleveland, so I think she understood. So it was a great moment. And it was a shame that it had that not a more people could be there to celebrate, but the future's bright for our crew SC.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, good team in a new stadium. Can't beat it.
Well, our quick little 10-minute recap turned into a nice little full episode of Beers with the Brewers. So there we go. So, yeah, thanks everyone for tuning in. We look forward to seeing you all down at the tap room here in 2021. Drinking some Langrand beers, and hey, if you're still sitting at home, we'll deliver beer directly to you still.
So. Yeah, we're not ending that anytime soon, and probably goes without saying at this point, but happy new year, and tip your bartenders and servers and beer delivery people and mailmen and whoever the hell is bringing you what you need right now. Tip them well.
Yeah,
as well as you're able.
And we'll see y'all on the flip side of this new year. Go Bucks!
Go Bucks! Happy New Year, everyone!
Beat Clemson.
Yeah, thanks for listening this year. And yeah, cheers.
Cheers.
I'm awake.
Will you say happy New Year?
Happy New Year.
Yell it as loud as you can. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Oh, thanks, June.
Happy New Year from June. All right, get out of here. You got poop in your diaper.
No.
Yeah.